Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. I watched Ellen DeGeneres' Relatable, the Netflix stand-up comedy series. Well, not the series, I mean, it's just her stand-up comedy recorded, right? And I think before I discovered Trevor Noah, if you were to ask me who was my favorite comedian, I would have told you Ellen. And Trevor is insanely talented, with mad skills that not many possess. Ellen, on the other hand, has such a calm, relatable approach. And just like her, you know, stand-up title suggests. And her true strength lies in observation. You know, she picks up on tiniest thing in our everyday life, and she's not telling a joke about it. I mean, she's just telling it with a little bit of, wordplay from time to time, and sometimes explicit joking, but overall it's a fairly slow pace, but more of a storytelling than anything. And she has won so many people's heart, and her way makes it feel like, you know, a lot more people can do it. Trevor's way, well, you are mad talented. It's not a competition in that sense, but, you know, I love both of them. Different styles, something to reflect on. And Ellen's so observant that you realize there are small things in our day-to-day life that sometimes it's so routine that we don't even, like, realize we do. And I noticed that in her routine, she does this. Well, it's not just verbal in her routine, right? She uses her body, she acts it out in a very, yeah, like, non-dramatic way. You know? It's never big acts, big moves. Really works. It's relatable. I think end of the day, it's really it. You know, like the title suggests, she is relatable, and that's why she is loved. And she had a really hard, I guess, young adulthood before she discovered stand-up comedy, and it all came as a result of extreme hardship. Losing her loved one, and yeah, like, life guides us through different paths in its unique, miraculous way. And sometimes, besides doing our own thing, we just to have a bit of faith and belief. All work out somehow. Well, I guess most people. The reason I'm saying that is because I read about a teenage girl in Holland who requested euthanasia for herself because she couldn't overcome psychological torment of having endured abuse. And it makes you think, because anyone who's had any, I guess, psychological, mental, emotional struggles would know it's not something you can, like, will yourself out of, per se. It's really an art. It's really an art. Psychiatric treatment is an art. Sometimes, I mean, Serena Sanders. I absolutely admire Milton Erickson, and he has ways to kind of like almost work around some knot people can't untie, because sometimes the knot just cannot be untied, and it's fine, leave it there, you know, like there will always be unanswered questions. Like if you ask yourself something that science has no chance of solving in like a decade's time, what, you just froze? And wow, just in saying this, I just gave myself a piece of advice. It's just follow your heart and act in that moment. Life is random. Life is random. You can't overthink. You can't overthink. Sometimes it's not even, well, not sometimes. It should never really be about the end goal. But it's good to have a goal and just do it. It will all work out. Alright, on that note, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.